Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid.
Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you stopped by to come and have some fun with us. Go grab a drink, lock up the kids, sit down and enjoy. We have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so favourite, like, follow, subscribe, and don't forget to share with all your writer and reader friends. Go do all the things. Right, let's do this.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello, buddy.
In like 3.5 years, people are going to get sick and shit. Like,
yeah.
It's like, nah, deal with it.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know what you're here for.
That's it. It's your own fault. You pressed play. Yeah. I mean, Keep pressing play.
Please.
Or something. We have four people. Yeah. We have four suckers that like consistently hang out. So thanks, suckers.
That's weird.
We like our suckers.
Literally can't imagine it, but okay.
Right. Cool. Yeah. How do we have, I mean, it's taken us 3 years to get four people.
It's so funny though, because it's like, no, we've been here like week in, week out. We just talk shit. Like,
pretty much.
And that is reflected in our consistent viewers.
Right. Yeah. But thank you. We so fucking appreciate the four people. Hi Chloe, hi Emma, hi whoever the other two are. We very much appreciate our four people. I mean, it might be just Chloe and Emma, and then every week we happen to find two random people.
Two randos. Like,
listen once and go, yeah, nah.
Nah. No. Not for me. Yeah.
But if you are someone who's listened more than once, number one, what is wrong with you? But thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. You're okay.
I know what's wrong with you. The same thing's wrong with you is what is wrong with us. And so, welcome.
Welcome to this.
To the wrong that is us.
Well, it's funny. Do you know what's funny? Because I was talking to my mentor about like people and every like reaching out, getting fans and people and all that sort of thing. Yeah. And he's like, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I've been doing this podcast for 3.5 years. And he's like, oh, well, you know that. And I'm like, there's like five. Like, don't get too excited, my bro. Like,
calm down.
So they're not gonna 3.5 years. They're not gonna support my career. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
We so don't like, have a following. Like, no, we have
he
a following.
Was so, like, he thought his job was done for him when he was like, oh, yes, cool. Dad, she does a podcast. I'm like, not so fast.
Oh, honey. No.
Honey. Oh, honey.
Calm down.
No.
Love it. So, like, when he said that we've been doing it for 3.5 years, his assumption was what we've got must have, you know, just, following.
Or even just, like, you know, a solid amount of people. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Just some.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But you know what? They all count.
They do. They do. And we do appreciate them. And if we didn't, we wouldn't be doing it. So.
Yeah.
And it's, well, I mean, realistically, why do we do this podcast?
To give
ourselves an excuse to talk about.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like,
you know, let's talk about writing. Oh, no, we can't do that because we have so many other things to do. But we've got to do the podcast, so we've got to talk about writing. Oh, okay, then.
Yeah. Well, I guess if we've got to talk about it, we better do something related to it so we have something to talk about.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have a podcast, so we're ticking a box.
Yeah, feel accomplished.
That's it. Oh, my God. Oh, why did I just make myself feel so depressed about this podcast?
Oh, no. No, we're supposed to go a happy segue into building people.
Right, yeah.
And, like, newsletters and fun stuff like that.
Oh, sure, let's do that then. Yeah. Hurry up. You've got to go there quickly and pull me along. Go.
Newsletters. So, newsletter. Sorry, I just opened Pinterest and I got immediately distracted. So what Pinterest is for, like, duh.
See, this is why my computer is on one of the tables out of my arm's reach and the microphone is on the arm of the lounge and I'm sitting back chilling and I can't be distracted because I can't reach anything.
That's smart.
And my phone is plugged in.
That's very smart. It is. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Very clever.
And whereas so you sent me a picture computer. Of Pinterest. Fuck you, man.
What? You weren't near it, so it's fine.
No, no, but I've got the Messenger.
You'll see this later. Because I have it's
to
fine. Send
you the link to this. I've got Messenger open behind the Zoom screen. So I see that image that came up with all those sexy men.
I just wanted to share the distraction.
I see why you're distracted.
Yeah. I don't know which one is more distracting, to be honest.
The one with the 26-pack.
Yeah, yeah. That was where I started. So
that's very distracting as well.
Anyway, newsletters apparently are a thing that I need to do.
Don't use that word need. I hate that word.
It's
don't use need. Don't just do short. No, one of those things no, that I'm going I, to do.
I want to do this.
No, you don't. That did not. That was not convincing.
I'm trying to convince myself here.
It's just one of those things.
I should want to do it there.
Newsletters is one of those things. Full stop.
It's a thing. It's a necessary thing. It doesn't need to be a big thing. I do not need 50,000 people.
Yep.
I'm sort of operating from that, like the concept of like that, 1,000 true fans.
Yeah.
It's like, just get like good, solid people who will just buy everything you ever do.
Stop.
Yeah exactly. So but yeah, it's good and scary that the mentoring sessions are angling towards this and away from booking, because I'm apparently booking okay for now.
Well, that's why we talk about booking.
We
do the booking part.
Mm-hmm.
He does the non-booking part, because I can't do the non-booking part, and so I can't help you.
Uh-huh.
Actually, so something that came up in therapy this week was, because it was very much writing based for this week. One of the things that came up was about like having that, because I was talking about you, and I was like, you've got this mentor, and I can see like that, like this mentor is helping you, and like you're taking that on, and like I was saying how. Like when I had a mentor, it was very much do this. And if you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong. And like, you have to do this and you have to do that. And I said, what I like about your mentor is that they're pretty chill. And like, and cause I asked you, and I shared this with Louis, I said that I asked you like, if something was rubbing up against like you and what you want, like, how is he with that? And you're like, oh, you know, he's fine. He goes with me instead of against you. And something that Louis said then was about having someone that is that calming energy, like having someone like, so for him, he's obviously when you're in your presence, he's like, he's cool. He's calm. Yeah. He doesn't have any stress about it. So all of your stress gets to dissipate because he's coming with this calmness around it. Whereas you and I get together and talk about that, the non-wording stuff, we're both stressed about it. Of course it's not doing either of us any good, because we're both stressed about it and we can't.
Yeah,
you need that calmness around you, which is what your mentor is giving you, to be able to actually work out what is going to work for you.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that was just something that came up, because like I laughed. I was like, so me and Christy, like, we do the podcast and everything, and that's fantastic. But if we try and talk about something like marketing or whatnot, we're both stressed about it. No wonder it gets us nowhere. He's like, I'm like, shut up.
Isn't it great when your therapist just goes,
Yeah. No, it looks at you and you're like, your therapist turns around and says, I think I have the world's worst idea. Or no, the world's dumbest idea. But we'll get to that.
Which sounds amazing. Oh, I love that setup.
Right? Same. So he, even though he's not my air quotes writing mentor or anything, he's really helping in the area that I need right now, which is really, around writing even. So, yeah, sorry. I wanted to share that.
No, that was good.
Talking about that, I was like, oh, yeah, that just fell into place so well.
Yeah. Mm. No, that's good. And that's a good thing is like, well, I mean, you know, your life is kind of writing. Like, so, yeah, Louis helps you with your life.
Yep.
Helps your writing. Can't not.
Exactly. But, yeah, the fact, like, you and me talking, no matter how much And if we were to look back at the podcast, and let's not, but if we were to look back at like older episodes and the times when we're talking about planning and like the marketing aspect of it, nothing ever came of it because
none
of us were that calming, you know, presence that we needed. So, yeah, so I really love that I'm seeing that through you with your mentor.
Yeah. Anyway, it's definitely, it's good. Yeah. Definitely all the props to the mentor.
Fuck yeah.
It's the best thing I've ever done. It's great. Like, I think you know how much work I've done in the last 10 years compared to, like, five months.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's that whole 20-80 thing. It's like before you were doing, you know, all of the work, like 80% of the work, 20% of the reward, whereas now it's kind of flipping a bit more where the work that you're doing is like, well, sorry, I didn't say that right. Before you were doing, you know, 80% of the work was getting 20% of the results. What you want is 20% of the work getting 80% of the results, and that's what you're flipping to with this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely, it's feeling so much more comfortable with, like, what I'm doing and that I'm doing it and all that good, all the good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, newsletters. So, what are
we newsletters. Go with that? So, you know how I say I can't think of things out of my brain?
Yep.
My brain's too full of characters and shit. Like, I can't think of things.
Yeah.
I need a list and then I can pick from a list.
Yep.
So I could never decide how to do newsletters.
Yeah.
Mm. But even then, I don't know. Like, I get pre-caught up on that. Going, oh,
should I brain dump?
What should I brain dump? How do I know if it's right? Yeah. All that sort of thing.
Yep.
Like, I think the best example of that is, when I was pregnant with Luke and reading about, like, you know, what do you dress your kid in? Yeah. And they're like, oh, just make sure they're wearing like the same, like, two more layers than you're wearing. And I'm like, what if I've been dressing myself wrong this whole time? Like, how do I know?
And you're wearing, wow, okay.
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah. But yeah, it was just immediately I just went, oh, wait, what if I'm doing me wrong?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. How can I take, how I can I just base add it on to that. Me if I haven't got it right? Yeah, no, that makes
exactly.
sense.
So that's the level of anxiety that my brain goes at.
Yep.
Basically.
I get that. I 100% get that.
So I've been like, okay, so the whole idea of like an email campaign. So someone joins your newsletter and then they get, you know, hey, welcome. And then a couple of days later, hey, here's thing. And then, you know, a little bit later, hey, have you had a chance to look at thing yet?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I couldn't even know. I already want to
stab myself in the face, but yep, continue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I always never knew what to do, like how to do it, how to lay it out, how many is the right number?
Yeah.
All that sort of thing. It's just literally went, here's a list.
Okay.
Do this. I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Nice.
I could definitely do that.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, you know, the pattern for the sequence itself, which goes through, like, you know, get their attention, build their interest, build a desire, and then lead them to action.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that could be like over 7 or 8 emails.
Yeah.
But then he's also got a list of like 4 steps to do inside each of those emails.
Okay.
And examples, which is great.
Mm.
And he actually gave me a look at the background of his own, like, publishing newsletter and stuff like that.
Nice. Yep.
And it's funny because I've been, like, I follow, you know, Getty's newsletter and stuff, and he actually showed me, like, my stats as a reader of the newsletter.
Oh, that's cool. Were you like, sorry?
Like, oh, no, I was really happy, actually. Oh, I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God I've been opening it. But yeah, it integrates, like, you know, where when I've interacted with the website, when I bought, like, the fuck around and find out mug.
Yeah.
Like, that's in that list. Like, it just integrates everything.
Nice.
So yeah, it was cool seeing the back end of everything, actually.
Yeah.
Not just have to sort of, like, you know, every time I've looked at newsletters before,
yeah,
it's, you know, and you watch YouTube videos and stuff, and it's people just going, yeah, set this up and send it. It's like, that's, you'd think that would be helpful, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, whereas, you know, he's showed me, like, his welcome sequence or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's got 7 emails that he sends, like this whole sequence of 7 emails when someone signs up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got all those screenshots and all that sort of stuff. Plus, like, he walked me through it all.
Okay.
So I always need to take a step back after the session, have a break, and then go back and look at it properly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it was really, I know it was good information, yeah, and I know there's stuff I can use.
Yeah.
So it will be really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
But did you work out, like, what platform and stuff you're going to use?
Yeah, I think there's just, like, there's a few of them, and they, you know, they go in scale from cheapest to more expensive. I think I'm just going to start with the cheapest, most basic one.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's part of, like, getting that anxiety around, like, hey, if I make this choice, it doesn't mean that I can't make another choice later.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Mm.
That's, I think that's something I often forget as well, is, like, just because this doesn't mean it excludes everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And especially when there is so many different options for, honestly, everything.
Yeah. Right.
And you get that, yeah, that anxiety around, like, doing the right thing.
Which is the right one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, just try one. If it doesn't work, try something else. But I have that, and I'm sure this is yours as well. I have that thing is, if I try it and it doesn't work, it's not the platform's fault. It's my fault.
Oh, yes. I have failed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So there's no point 100%. Doing it on another platform. And that's the same thing. And I had that therapy session with Louis around that as well, of, like, you know, applying for grants and stuff. Is like, I applied once. I wasn't good enough. Therefore, I'll never be good enough. Therefore, I'll never apply again.
Guess I'll never get a grant then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you went for one. Like,
Yeah. And that's that all or nothing. And it's standard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's interesting to see where else it reflects. No, I'm very hip to that one.
You and I talked a little bit last week, and then I talked to the mentor about it as well. It was like this feeling of, like, how can I ask people to sign up to the newsletter if I have nothing to offer them? Like, you know, none of the books are out. I can't even say, here's this book. You know, if you read this, sign up for the next one. It's like, nothing is out. So at the moment, focus on editing.
Yep.
Focus on at least those first two books of the Blade series. But also, you know, think about if I've got any other extra material that I can use for, you know, like those little freebies, you know, sign up and get this.
Do you mean things like Mutnik and things like the ADHD book and things like anything that you've put on Medium and things like
yes and no, because these aren't directly related to
you want something that's very Blade, specifically
something
related.
That is specifically short story in the same world or that sort of thing.
Well, what about Chaos Divide? Like, have you got like a chapter where you can share off like a short story?
Yes, but I would love something that actually has at least one character in the main series.
Yeah.
Well, so that, you know, like, what? They're like, yeah.
Some of the things, and we both know how much easier it is for me on the outside to suggest things than vice versa. We both know this. So I can very easily go, what about this and this and this? But when it comes to me, I'd be like, I don't have anything.
I don't have things.
Right? And things? Then you'd be like, but what about this?
Yeah.
So what about some of the things that we're mentioning today, like I was like mentioned Transmedia, for example, and I mentioned about, you know, doing the religion, like looking at the religion or writing that story about the Blade story. Those could be things because through that you get to research it, which you need to anyway, and then you use that. You're like, here, have my research basically in a short story form.
Yeah.
Or even just have my research. Like, this is what I'm discovering. And what about this? Like, a bunch of what ifs.
Yeah, like, there's no reason I couldn't do, like, 5,000 words on, like, what Joy was doing, like, the week before she came through the portal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. It's like, hey, you enjoyed this. Follow her into the human realm.
A story from Victor.
In this series. Victor! Yes. I love him.
Yeah, just like short stories and stuff.
Who is Victor? Exactly. So any of these transmedia things, even like if I did a single page, you know, 4 to 6 panel, like, you know, comic book thing.
Yes. Oh my God. So every newsletter, they get like a comic.
Yeah, just a standalone. And you know how often you and I both have standalone scenes or just exchanges. And you're like, this is hilarious, but it has zero place in the story.
Yeah.
But it's too good. It's like, well, do this.
Exactly. How often are you going to put newsletters out?
So maybe once a month, tops.
Oh, easy.
unless, and honestly, he's already given me like a full breakdown of like what they need to be.
Wonderful.
Like, it's already planned out. It's so good. So the only other time that it'll be different is like, you know, book release ones.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I just have them set up and then I'm like, and go.
Nice.
And it does it a couple of days later, does something else. Yeah.
Because what, so my brain was thinking, what if in the newsletter you have like a comic, right? Like 6 panel comic, but then you use that, if you're only doing it once a month, you use that particular comic to create a bunch of merch on Redbubble and whatnot. And then you have the links to that. So every month is kind of themed around this one scene or one little tiny story.
Yeah. I mean, and especially like becomes, if I. It's all passive. Content. Like, all and assets.
I'm liking that for the world.
There's definitely thoughts to be having around it that made me go, oh, maybe this is not so giant, big and scary. Like,
yeah, well, newsletter, I'm thinking like once a week minimum. But when you say once a month, I'm like, wait, I can get on board with that. I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, I actually went, I could do that.
Yeah, well, I remember when we were talking about Medium.
Yeah.
And doing Medium posts, and I was like, yes, I could 100% do one a day. Yeah. I was like, I could, but no.
Exactly.
Just no.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of what I've, you know, my homework off the session was go start making social media posts.
Yeah.
But don't post them.
Oh, okay.
Just cool. Just go and make them and let them sit
like
there.
On Canva or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could just start building that thing because you never want to be doing them as you're releasing them.
That's a great fucking point.
Mm. And he was like, he gave sort of a scale, an example. He's like, you know, if someone came, if he was talking to someone and he was like, cool, how many social media posts do you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do one a day for 30 days?
Yeah.
Don't start before you have 90.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I'm like, I can do that because I can do stuff. It's low pressure because I'm not
maybe we
you
should
know, stressing about it.
Maybe we should reinstate the digital day that never happened.
Mm.
And
yes.
Specifically for that.
Yeah, I think that would be probably very useful for both of us.
Yeah.
Especially if we're like, focus on you and then focus on me.
Yeah, yeah. Because
like, do it that way.
Like the podcast, if we need to give ourselves permission to have this time to talk about this,
we
give ourselves permission to have a digital, you know, time frame.
Mm-hmm.
How we make it accountable so that we don't talk and then not do is a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like the podcast is accountability because the podcast has to go out. So everything that we do has accountability or we don't do it. Do you recognize that?
I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just kind of going, that's true. So we need to put accountability to it. Okay. No, we'll think about that.
About that. I think we should talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's cool though.
So yeah. I like it. And I like he's talking about like the first, like, you know, one of the things, like, you know, when you've got a book coming out, don't try it, like, don't hide the content, like, over 3, you know, weeks or 3, you know, whatever's, you know, give the first 3 chapters.
Yeah.
It's like, if people are 3 chapters in, they're going to buy the book.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and if they
point,
don't, so. Well, they probably won't read it anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, if they've read three chapters and then they're like, this isn't for me, I'm like, why did you read three chapters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and also, they've read the free chapters and they already know. Yeah. You're not wasting people buying it on Amazon and then trying to get refunds.
That is a good point.
So he makes a lot of sense, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a change. It's nice to have someone around that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking good. Okay, yeah. So... okay. All right. So, newsletter, yay. I like that because I've finally gone, like, I can see a way that I can do it where it's not going to frustrate me and make me angry, mm-hmm. which is what most marketing things do.
Yeah.
So, bear. Which is why I hate doing them because they don't feel good. And mm-hmm. newsletters didn't feel good. And I have done newsletters in the past and it didn't feel good. So,
yeah.
That, though... The idea of having a comic in it, the idea of doing it once a month, the idea of merch, all of that was good. I liked all that. And mm-hmm. the pre-doing all of the social media, I liked that. Mm-hmm. But what I had happen over the last week or so is I was trying to, like, I've rescheduled my week mm-hmm. with a focus on, okay, let's stop going, you know, what's – I reprioritized, basically.
Yeah.
And went, okay, what are the things that make me money? What makes the most – let's just get that taken care of. Once that's taken care of, then we can worry about the other stuff. And, like, I worked out what has a guaranteed monthly income, like, as in I know how much I'm going to get. What has a monthly income but I don't know what it's going to be? What has mm-hmm. – you know, so I think they had four categories anyway. So it's like, okay, so the things that have guaranteed monthly income, that's my first top priority, depending on the amount, obviously. Anything that had a fluctuating income, but it was guaranteed to come in, but it was fluctuating, but was more than a guaranteed non-fluctuating, obviously took precedence. You can see where I'm going with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
So I put those in order so I can be like, okay, so this is where I'm going to allocate hours throughout my week first, and then I backfilled. Mm-hmm. So kind of rescheduled my whole week. Anyway, on top of that, what I was trying to do, remember how I was trying to do the 3x3? And it was like, okay, what are the three categories? And then breaking that down and being like, you know, trying to work out like the priorities that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Anton and Tanny trying to help me. So
yes.
Tanny was really good with steps and, like, you know, how to do a thing, whereas Anton was very good with, like, getting to the point. But mm-hmm. putting them together, I was getting nowhere, so I had to separate them. So I went, okay, Tanny, you go over here. Once I know what I need to do, then I'll come to you and we'll get it scheduled. And I went mm-hmm. over to Anton to work out, you know, what are the things. They both ended up getting so fucking angry with me.
Oh.
To the point, and this was the breaking point, where Anton basically just fucking did the, you know, wipe everything off the table, you know, did the whole fucking arm, everything flying. He's like, stop planning and just do something. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay. I'm so sorry, sir.
Yeah. Can I not have some more?
Ooh, yeah. Anton.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of that moment of, like, stop trying to work out the things that I need to do and what I need to do. Just prioritize the stuff, like, this is when I went through and prioritized what the money and whatnot. Prioritize that. Once that's out of the way, once the responsibilities are taken care of, just do the next thing. What's the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
Edit this fucking book. Okay, edit. That's it. Just don't worry about fucking anything else. Just worry about that. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that? Oh, hey, therapy. Yay, let's go. So after having, like, kind of going through that and telling, you know, Louis kind of that and how Anton yelled at me.
Oh.
And I love that I can say that to Louis straight out. And then, like, and I was saying, you know, we're talking about, like, the different things of, like, that I don't like the marketing and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And that's when he was like, I said, like, because I could, he wasn't saying anything. I was like, dude, come at me. Like, this is the best time to ask any of those stupid questions. And he's just like, well, I think I have the world's dumbest idea. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hell yes, bitch.
Bring it. Bring it. So hang on, water. So his world's dumbest idea. This is how much Louis gets me, man. His dumbest idea was so clearly obvious that I was like, why haven't I done this before? So he's like, create your writing team. Like, you need a team. Like, he's like, and he referred back to you. He's like, Christy has mentor, right? Like, you can't do it all yourself. And he referred to himself. He's like, look, I have my business and I have to do all those aspects myself, but he kind of separates it, like compartmentalizes, I guess. So I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know. So he's like, work out what you need on your team, what positions, like who you would have. If you were paying someone, if you had all the money and you're paying people, who would be on your team? And then, like, we had enough time. We're like, okay, let's do it now. I'm like, I don't want more than five people. So we worked out the team. The team would be the writer, editor, agent, PR, and publisher, right? He's like, okay, yeah. So for each of those positions, work out what they do, what are their roles, what are their tasks, and have it very clearly delineated. And then work out what are the attributes of the person that would be really great for that role. And he's basically like, assign a character.
Amazing.
Right? He's like at first he was like about anchoring it in. He's like, you know, wear a piece of clothing or whatnot. I'm like, anchoring. And he's like, yeah. We're like, just bring one of the characters through. Just assign a character. Because we're talking about assigning a character to the editing role and whatnot, but he's just taken it that step further now of like, work out what each does, work out the attributes that would be needed, and then find a character that fits those attributes. And I'm like, I've got hands going up. I'm like, I'm going to have to interview, aren't I? I'm going to have to hold interviews to work out which of my characters I need to assign to each task. So that's where I'm at the moment, is assigning characters to those roles, and then anchoring in. Like, what I was thinking of doing is getting that box back off you when I'm back in Keysborough, and actually using the resin to just make badges of their roles and their name. It's like, right, I love this person. Right, come through.
I need this person.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at with all of the stuff. So that was the world's dumbest idea. Thank you, Louis.
The opposite of that, but go on. Right?
Exactly. Amazing. I just love that my therapist is like, just get your characters to do it.
It's fine.
But give it to the right character, which was the key part I was missing.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, that is stuff that you have inherently tried or done before.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, oh, can't someone do this? Like, Marcy, you're good at this.
Yeah, but I've gone with the one that put their hand up. It's not necessarily the best option. Because something else that Louis pointed out that helped me realize was that because he mentioned about, you know, characters that are in more of an authoritative role. And I was like, I don't have a lot of older characters, but all the older characters that I do have are very much in roles of coaching or authority or parental. So someone like Jimmy Davenport, who I would never have thought of, could be a really great one to place in one of these roles where they need to be very persistent, where they need to be, you know. So, like Ethram. Wow. Ethram, can you imagine? Ethram would be
an amazing agent
or PR.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
not
yeah.
editor. He'd be a shit editor, but amazing in one of those other kind of roles. Like Adam would be great in PR, I reckon. Oh no, he doesn't want to do it. Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
So they've got to want to do it, but also I need to find the right one for it instead of just listening, just being like, who wants to do it? And Gracie being me.
Yeah. Okay, you're in charge of everything.
Yeah, exactly. No. And that's what I was doing too, whereas this is like now a team. This is breaking it up. And not just being here, Gracie, you have some. Or no, that didn't work here. Anastasia, you do it. Like, bad choices.
Yeah. Like good, some good things, some not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like yeah. So it'll be interesting. We'll see who ends up on my team.
Yeah.
So far, I've got a couple of options for most.
Mm-hmm.
There was one role where I had about six or seven, and I actually crossed them all out because I was like, a couple of them were like, I don't want to. I was like, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
And a couple of the others, I was like, yeah, I don't feel like you're the right fit. So, yeah, I'm interviewing my characters. You just
no.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
See how that goes.
No, I like that.
And then the new daughter would come down to the PR person. That would be part of their role. So it's good to know. The agent is going to be doing the submissions for me to, like, Duotrope or like to the literary journals and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I don't know who that's going to be yet. I have some idea, but we'll see. So, yeah, if you want to,
cool.
If you have any suggestions for particular characters for any roles, let me know.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That could be fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. No, that's definitely not the world's dumbest idea. Like,
oh, God, not even close. But as soon as you said world's dumbest idea, I'm like, this is going to be perfect for me.
World's dumbest idea. I'm on board already. Yeah, you don't even have to tell me what it is.
And he knows me so well to even say the world's dumbest idea. Like,
yeah, that's all. That's
you. To me.
No, you had me at world's dumbest idea.
Yeah, like, exactly. Dumb where I'm in.
Yep. Whatever is happening, what sign me up.
Yes.
Yep. Oh dear, that's cute.
Oh yeah, no, I actually have therapy homework though because I have to tell him who my team is for the next session.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. I like that.
So happy.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Rubbish. Yeah. So okay. So newsletter would be PR. And that's, I just got to work out what all their tasks are and who's taking care of what and not do too much. Just do one thing at a time, be one person at a time. I think that's the other key element of it as well. By breaking it up into roles, I can only be that one role at a time.
Yeah.
Which is important.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. That's some, that's actually some real good homework.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So what about you with mentoring and newsletter and all of that? Do you have homework on that or, like, do you know when you're starting or what's the...
Yeah, so my homework is a bit of research.
Yep.
Sort of, you know, check out some other social media sort of posts and I have an idea of, like, the ones I need to focus on.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff. And it's literally just like, see how other people have done it and then go, I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, sign up with some other
basically
stuff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was definitely, sign up for newsletters and just watch like their welcome sequence and see what they include.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that idea though of like, look at a few and then choose one and be like, I'm going to do that. Instead of like looking at them and going, I'm now going to redesign the wheel and take what I think is the best from each one and create something that doesn't work.
Yeah. And literally like, he's shown me how, you know, his writing press thing.
Yeah.
When you go and you look at like his social media posts, he's like, I can take you to other authors' pages.
Yeah.
You will be able to see exactly where I have pulled this from. like where I have copied this style from. Like, that's cool.
That's it.
Like, as long as you're not copying one single person for everything.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's also like not getting bogged down with, you know, recreating what they've already created.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're under a minute, so unless there's anything else, I think we're
nope.
Fork in that.
Yeah. It'd be oh, done.
Like a roast. Okay, sure.
Wow, okay then.
I don't know. I don't know.
That was something.
Yeah, one of my boys has got issues. One of them. One.
One of them.
You,
all right.
No role for you. Okay. All right. Until next. Oh, so that cut out. So adding this in edit. Bye. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Now, if you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, fan art, any of that deliciousness, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com or message us directly via Anchor. Reminder, new episodes are out every Wednesday, so like, follow, subscribe, and share. Click for notifications. And also, go to Medium and check out the Character Collective publication for a little sneak peek every Monday. So we'll meet you back here next Wednesday. Until then, check out the episode description for links to our social media, our websites, all those bits and pieces, and most importantly, links to our book so that you can go and read some really awesome stuff and let us know what you think. Unless you hate them, in which case, just shh.